I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And thankfully, we do have our special guest. This is we've got Paolo Bertoloin. He's a writer, producer, film critic, and programmer who is now serving as the artist director for the Whānau Marama New Zealand International Film Festival. The festival officially opened in Auckland at the start of this month, and it's making its way down the country. Kia ora, Paolo. How are you doing this morning?
Kia ora. I'm doing very well. What about you?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. I'm enjoying my my sudden appearance on The Breakfast Show. I was saying before how I haven't really done a lot of radio. I've been stuck behind the desk doing some emails, so it's nice to be up front for a little bit. How are you? How is the festival going? How was opening night? Talk me through kind of how's it going so far and all that jazz.
Well, so far so good. We actually closed the Auckland Festival on Sunday, and it was a stunning success. We were really, really happy with the results there, especially in terms of the warmth and participation that Auckland audiences showed. We opened Wellington last night, and it was also a successful opening. And tonight, we're really looking forward to the Dunedin opening at the beautiful Regent. We are very glad to be back in this magnificent space. This year, the festival is actually adding one more theatre, the Rialto, in walking distance from the Regent. And we are hoping that more and more people will join us for the beautiful films we're screening.
Absolutely. I mean, the Regent is such a beautiful space. It really is. Now, I'm quite curious, Paolo, what is involved in your role as artistic director for such a large-scale film festival like this? What is your role?
Well, together with the team, we are overseeing the selection of the films. So basically, we have the privilege and the burden to watch a lot of films throughout the months preceding the announcement of the lineup. And we make decisions trying to cater to the different tastes of the audiences. This year, we're very glad that we are offering a much richer menu to the Dunedin audiences, which spans from the typical art house festival films with socially and politically committed themes, but also we have some quite entertaining comedies as well as some thrilling films. So I guess the Dunedin audiences will be treated to a very wide range of pictures, and I hope they will like them, and I hope they will feel that cinema still is a relevant medium for entertainment as well as food for thoughts and conversations.
Yes, I'd love to chat with you more. We'll loop back to that in terms of kind of the future of the medium. But in the terms of kind of the festival, when you look at it across New Zealand, do you find that each city kind of morphs itself into a certain feeling or certain genre or finds itself there naturally? Or is it something that you kind of try and achieve anyway? And also just as every year, do you find there's kind of natural themes that come out of each year and kind of the different things that they bring and the cohesiveness across the festival, or is it kind of just a lucky dip and you kind of figure it out along the way?
Well, regarding the second part of the question, I always like to quote a former director of the Venice Film Festival, Gillo Pontecorvo, used to say that making a film festival, and I guess this also applies to other art events, is like going mushroom hunting. If it has rain, if the climate was right, you will find a lot. If not, well, you will have to do with whatever you find. And it's a little bit of the same, you know, we cannot really decide what films have been produced and what is available. So we have to try and compile the program with what we have available. And I would say that this year we are lucky because, as I was mentioning earlier, we have a wide variety of very interesting films. And in regard to the first part of the question, yes, it's true that every city, I mean, for a festival like Whānau Marama is quite special in the sense that it's traveling throughout the whole country, and every city has a different audience, every city has a special character to it. And that's why, for instance, this year we decided that one of the prominent New Zealand films of the festival is having its war premiere in Dunedin. Actually, tomorrow on Saturday, Life in One Core, the film dedicated to Shane Carter, is having its war premiere in Dunedin. So we, in agreement with the production, with the director, we said, okay, yes, this is a Dunedin film. It has to be premiering in Dunedin before all the other cities. So We made sure that Dunedin had its own very bright moment in having the world premiere of one of the films. But in regard to that, we also thought of programming the two venues, the Regent and the Rialto, in different ways. So in the Regent, which obviously is a marvelous but huge space, we are trying to bring in films that are more popular, more audience-oriented, whereas at the Rialto, we are screening some films that are more arty, not being like pretentious, but like being a little bit more serious, maybe more artistic oriented, but they can also be very, very powerful, because there we are screening something like this Japanese film Kokuho, which now has become the biggest film in Japan, biggest live action film in Japan for the last 20 years. So it's also a very big commercial success. I really recommend it. It's playing on Sunday, 31st of August, on the last day of the festival.
Brilliant. Yes, no, I'm very looking forward to Life in One Chord. We're all big Jane Carter fans here at Radio 1. My question for you is, obviously you've just closed Auckland. Was there any films that really stood out for the Auckland leg of the festival that kind of got a lot of positive response, or just that kind of just stood out?
Well, there were plenty, actually, but we were obviously very happy with the opening film. It was just an accident. The film by Iranian director Jafar Panahi, who won the Golden Palm at the Cannes Film Festival earlier this year. It's a very powerful drama that deals both with the politics of the country very frontally, but it's also a very beautiful reminder of what it means to be human, what it means to seek for justice rather than revenge. Yeah, I feel it's a very wonderful film. Of course, a big ticket everywhere is the Jacinda Ardern documentary, Prime Minister. We did have a lot of attention, both positive and negative, around that film. But I would like to say that it is important for the festival to screen the film for people to make up their own mind, because the film is actually a personal portrayal of a person before of a politician. So I hope people will understand that while watching the film. Also, other big successes in Auckland include the French comedy, A Little Something Extra, which is a really, really entertaining film that is a little bit maybe politically incorrect, but very well-meaning. It's a very endearing film that I hope people in Dunedin will love as well. Also, another film that did very well in Auckland and sold out in Wellington as well is the closing film, the official closing film, Sentimental Value, a Norwegian drama that revolves around the healing power of cinema. For those who will see it, when you see the very ending, you will understand why we chose the film as the closing film of the festival, because the very ending image of the film is one that gives hope and a lot of good vibes.
Amazing. Oh, it's so lovely to hear you talk so enthusiastically about all the films. I mean, obviously, you know, you get to know the films over a long period of time, so it's awesome to hear it. And yeah, obviously, you know, everyone just wants to see it, and I'm looking forward to seeing as much as I can. To loop back to kind of where you were going before, I mean, this is just a personal question from me. I'm not a super big film buff, but I just, you know, I wanted to know your thoughts on kind of how we're shifting into this. With streaming platforms, we're shifting into this kind of limited series kind of format that, you know, of I don't know, a seven episodic format of kind of film and media. What do you feel like this affects, you know, how much does this affect the film industry? Does it hurt? Does it harm? Does it help? And kind of where do you see it going from here?
Well, yes, we know that there is more and more content available throughout different platforms. And when I talk about platforms, I'm not just meaning the streaming platforms. We still have linear TV. We have our phones. I mean, the ways we are watching content are multiplying by the day. So it's difficult to retain the central role that one medium used to have. But I feel like the one thing that makes cinema still alive is definitely the fact that it's a communal experience. You're going to the theater, sharing those vibes, those laughter, those tears together with other people, and that makes for a different experience. It's a beautiful thing to be all under the same roof in the dark and watching images on the big screen that are producing some effect. And in that sense, I feel like, and I would like to recommend people to enjoy watching with other audiences films like the Spanish film Serrat, which I like to always label as the Mad Max of auteur cinema. It's really a trip to the desert, a trip in many, many possible meanings, and watching it together with an audience with the sound of a cinema and the large screen of a cinema, like in the case of The Regent, it will be really, really quite special and unique, much, much better than watching it at home on your laptop or maybe on the subway or on the bus on your phone.
Absolutely. No, you can't. You really can't put a price on that. You know, sharing that thing with an audience, with other, you know, other people around, and also, yeah, the quality of a cinema is always, you know, more likely going to beat the, you know, your cell phone or your laptop. It is awesome to hear all your thoughts on this. I've really enjoyed having a yarn with you this morning. I hope the best of luck for the rest of the festival, and we all can't wait for the premiere tonight here in Aughtaputi.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we hope so too.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on the show. Awesome. That was Paolo.
Thank you.
From Bertolone from the he's the artistic director for the New Zealand International Film Festival. That was awesome. What a lovely person to talk to. I love talking about film. I know I need to listen to more of it. Watch more of it. But yes, it's such an awesome Kiwi. Next up,
that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. But find more at r1.co.nz.